I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got Spaghetti. Fuck.
Spaghetti. Did you mean spaghetti?
So close. Okay. So close.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of the Prime Time True Crime Podcast. I'm Robin.
I'm Brody.
And today we're going to have a bit of a look at death row inmates' last meals. And we'll discuss whether we'd eat them, whether we'd pass on them, or...
whether we think it was a good last meal, what would improve.
What we'd choose.
Yeah, we also got some responses from some of our fans and other people saying what their last meals would be, so we can go over some of those. Should be a nice casual podcast.
Sounds good, let's get into it.
So as a resident foodie in this group, I thought I'd take the reins on this one, sort of talk you through, you know, if the meals make sense, if they don't, if we'd eat them, that sort of thing.
Well, if anything's got tomato in it, it's out.
You should be a fan of tomatoes. They're a good vegetable.
No.
Or fruit.
No.
Okay. So our first case is a man named Andrew Lackey.
Yep.
So he was the first person to be executed in Alabama since 2011.
Yep.
So he was executed in 2013, so there's a 2-year gap. And this was due to disputes over the type of drugs being used for the death penalty in that state.
All right, so what was his crime? Why was he?
So in 2005, he murdered a man named Charles Newman.
Mm-hmm.
He was an 80-year-old World War II veteran.
Oh.
And this happened during an altercation. I think Andrew Lackey was breaking into his house and a dispute broke out between them two. And yeah. Unfortunately, Charles ended up dead.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So what did he order?
So his meal, the reason I include this, it sounds good until you look at it a bit further. So he had a grilled cheese.
Sounds good.
Chips.
Yep.
And turkey bologna. Now, this makes sense if the bologna in the sandwich.
I was going to say bologna on the side.
Yes. He had a side dish of chips and bologna.
Was he rolling the chips in the bologna?
I don't think so. I think he was just eating bologna, like, straight. So, what are your thoughts on this meal?
First of all, I don't think I've ever had bologna. What's, like, the Australian equivalent of that?
Devon, I think.
Oh, okay. That's like... well, you got to have that with tomato sauce if it's, like, Devon.
No, but he's not. He's eating it straight.
Yeah,
no,
that's
disgusting. So, he's just eating a block of meat.
That's disgusting.
I think I could respect this more if the turkey was in the grilled cheese or he made, like, a chip buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, did he make a grilled cheese chip
turkey? Well, no, because grilled cheese, when you cook it, is quite sealed because of the cheese. So if you're ripping it open, you've defeated the purpose of having the grilled cheese.
I wonder if he had salt with his chips.
Or any doesn't say, famously. I think you have to have salt with chips.
Yeah, I feel like you're not that much of a...
yeah, so how do we rate Mr. Lackey's?
I think you... Are we going out of 10?
Yeah, we can go out of 10 or we can just go good or not good.
I think it's about a 7.5 out of 10 because it's actually a good meal until the last bit, which seems odd.
How about to make this more prison orientated? We can have serve it or shank it.
Serve it or shank it. Okay.
What do you reckon?
I would serve it.
You'd serve it?
Yep.
I'd shank it.
You shank it just based on the bologna?
Just based on the weird assembly of the meal itself.
You've
got three elements and two of them should go together.
You don't think that grilled cheese and chips are fine?
I do, but I don't think the bologna is.
No, okay. Yeah,
also, it'd be cold. So, you know, you've got cold meat with your hot other dishes.
Yeah, it does seem a bit strange. It falls apart a bit.
Really does.
All right, who's next?
So next we have Christopher Brooks.
Yep.
So this one's a bit sad. He raped and murdered a woman. That's how he ended up on death row. I'm trying to gloss over these crimes. Some of these people do horrific things, so we're really just focusing on...
the horrific meals they ordered.
Yeah. All the good ones. So his was really simple. He had two peanut butter cups, so Reese's peanut butter cups, I assume, and just a can of Dr. Pepper. Now, I'm not American.
Okay, I'm just going to straight up say 0.
What?
A 0 out of 10. I would absolutely shank that.
Why?
Peanut butter is disgusting, and you know I hate peanut butter.
Peanut butter cups are really good.
And Dr. Pepper tastes like cough syrup.
I'll back you up there. I keep the peanut butter cups, and I get rid of the drink. I'm not a fan of Dr. Pepper. I know some Australians are, but... it just tastes like bad sarsaparilla.
I'd probably want the death penalty if I was handed that.
Jesus. Okay, number 3, we have Timothy McVeigh, who's quite a well-known person.
Oklahoma bomber.
Yes. Now, I included this one because him and you share something in common, and it's not your love for bombing.
Sorry?
Famously, you're not a fan of... you're a fan of the bomb as a team, but not the act itself.
Right, yeah.
He ordered just a liter of peppermint choc chip ice cream.
Oh, That's my favourite. I don't know about a litre, but peppermint chocolate chip.
I was researching. I was trying to convert the American quantities into ones for us. I think it's about 2 pints, I think roughly is what he had, which is a litre for us.
Okay. That's
correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I think that's correct.
Just that? That's all he wanted?
Yeah, just ice cream.
Fair enough. I can get behind that.
I feel like ice cream, though, is something you get after you go to the dentist, not the last meal you have, though.
Wait, what if he was lactose intolerant and it was just a ploy to screw with the coroner after he was killed?
I think there's a bit of a gap between your last meal and when you get executed. I think you have it about, like...
Yeah, probably to stop the...
Yeah.
But I rate that one. 10 out of 10.
I think it's ice cream, so you can't go wrong. I don't rate it as the last meal, but it's food itself.
He hasn't got anything random or disgusting thrown in there.
It's no bologna on the side of this one.
No bologna in the ice cream, so no. Straight up, perfect.
So our next person is Thomas J. Grasso. I think I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Double murderer, unfortunately.
Yep.
So his I've included because it's mad. It's a mad big order. But there's a famous quote from him, which I think...
Should we break the order down then? I'll tell you what if I would go for it.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
2 dozen steamed mussels.
I don't like seafood.
I rate mussels. 2 dozen steamed clams. Same problem. Steamed clams.
Same problem.
6 barbecue spare ribs. I rate that.
Could go ribs, yeah.
So it's six. Yep. 6 ribs.
Yeah. I think that's a fair choice.
A cage of ribs, if you will. A Burger King double cheeseburger. Now, we don't have Burger King here in Australia. We have Hungry Jack's. I assume it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'd go a double cheeseburger. No pickles, though.
2 strawberry milkshakes.
Yeah.
1/2 pumpkin pie with whipped cream. I love pumpkin pie.
Don't think I've ever had pumpkin pie.
It's really nice.
Whipped cream's good.
Yeah, and then he had, I don't have the quantity, but he had some diced strawberries as well.
Okay, that's, first of all, so what if, that's definitely a full meal. He's got his...
That's more than a meal.
He's got his entree, his mussels and clams, and he's got his lunch, which is his main, sorry.
Don't know about seafood with milkshakes.
His main, though, his barbecue ribs and double cheeseburger. He's got his drink, and he's got his dessert. I think that's...
So his last element...
Oh, no.
...is a Campbell's spaghetti and meatballs, which he wanted served at room temperature.
Was it to go with the... I'm trying to work out. Do you reckon he was...
I think he was eating each element separately. I don't think they're combining.
He wasn't going to make it a three-course meal, right?
But Thomas actually complained about this. He said that in a public statement, he ordered SpaghettiOs. And quote from him, "I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got Spaghetti." Fuck.
Spaghetti. Did you mean spaghetti?
So close. Okay. So close. Right, let's try that one again. Quote... "I did not get my SpaghettiOs, I got spaghetti, and I want the press to know this."
Well, he's passionate about SpaghettiOs. There's a big difference.
To be fair, if it was your last meal and they messed it
up... Yeah.
I'd be a little bit pissed. But also, they got everything else right.
Yeah, I mean, you're on death row, I mean...
If I'm ordering a big meal from a fast food place and they mess up like one packet of fries, I'm not too mad because...
I'll backtrack. You are very mad about your missing Pepsi.
No, but that's different. It was like a small meal and they forgot my Pepsi, which is a core element of my meal. And I want my Pepsi. KC, if you're listening to this, I know you are, Colonel. I want my Pepsi back. I'll hunt you down.
Okay, sweetie, let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of KFC.
So, next person, Mr. John Wayne Gacy, very famous man.
Also known as Pogo the Clown.
So his last meal, first off, if you don't know, convicted of murdering around 33 young kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly boys.
Boys, sorry.
So his last meal was a fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC chicken.
Now, for context, Gacy owned, I think, 3 different franchises.
Yeah, he was quite prominent. I think he worked there for a while as well before owning them.
I think his father-in-law, from what I remember reading, was a big that gave the role to Gacy, I think.
And just for a little context behind the scene, when we did the notes for these, because Robin wrote these up, she had a little Freudian slip, and instead of putting KFC chicken... She put KFC children. So, according to Robin, Gacy's last meal was KFC children.
That's
which
not funny.
Is horrible, Robin.
I didn't mean it.
He had more, though. He had 1/2 pound...
He had more children.
No. He had 1 pound of strawberries, so about 0.5 kilogram for us Australian listeners, and just some fries as well. And I saw a picture. When they served it, it was all on one tray.
Yeah, the strawberries are the only thing that... Like, I don't like...
That'd just be dessert.
Like, I don't like shrimp, so that's already turned me off that meal. But the only thing that seemed...
It's fried shrimp, though.
Yeah, the only thing that seems off there is the strawberries.
No, it's a dessert, though. The only thing that throws me off is no drink.
Yeah.
So I assume he was just having water, right?
Fair enough.
He could have got any drink in the world, and you just chose not to. Anyway, what do we rate? Oh, we didn't rate the last guys. I wouldn't because it's just too much food.
Oh, Thomas's?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the mussels, the clams. I get a few points for the rest of it.
I don't like spaghetti in a can.
He loses points for complaining.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
I think he's justified.
Moving on.
We disagree on many things.
I would serve.
Yeah. Our next person, Ricky.
Oh, we didn't rate John.
Oh, John, 0 out of 10 because he killed a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I think that's... In terms of his meal, though, take out...
It's pretty basic.
Take out the shrimp.
I don't like how they served it. They served it as, like, an individual element. It'd be fine, but they served it all on one tray.
Just imagine strawberries.
I can't fuck with that.
Strawberries, like... In the bucket. Hot. Once in again, your KFC bucket.
No, it wasn't in the bucket, but once again, that's hot, like, food with cold food. Just divide them. It's not hard. Anyway, our next person is Ricky Ray Rector, which, that's a tongue twister.
Hmm.
So he killed a police officer in Arkansas. I think that's how you say it.
Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah. But he also killed another man in a restaurant. So basically, while he was turning himself in... So he killed the man in the restaurant, and as he was, like, giving himself to police, the police he was going to turn himself into... He also killed.
Yep.
So his meal was steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a pecan pie. Now,
okay, hang on. Steak? Depends how he had it done.
It doesn't matter because you're ordering it, so you can have the steak how you like it. Unless it states the steak is different, I assume it'd be the basis of medium rare.
Seems fried chicken's a fairly popular...
Yeah, it's like greasy, right? Like, what's your favorite way to have chicken? Mine is definitely fried.
Cherry Kool-Aid is dangerous if it's made by Jim Jones. So
I think this is a crossover. This is the problem of, like, everyone thinks the serial killers live in this little universe together. No.
Jim Jones gave him the Kool-Aid.
Okay, Robin.
And pecan, no, not pecan pie.
I love pecan pie. Now, what's interesting about this case, I didn't include it because the meal was interesting. Like, that's a pretty stock standard meal. Just four elements, you know, and a drink, like, with the drink.
But, at least he had a drink. Gacy did not have a drink.
But the interesting thing about the pie is that he didn't eat the pie. He told guards that he wanted to save the pie for later. Now, this becomes a problem because some people believe that this was evidence pointing towards Ricky Ray Rector having a intellectual disability. And actually, funny enough, after this case in around 2002, the law was changed where death penalty for people who had an intellectual disability... was ruled, you know, illegal and they couldn't do it. So a lot of people think that if that rule existed back then...
Ricky wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it's quite clear evidence of him having some intellectual or mental disability or something like that going on. Because you got to remember how he was, like, committed to. He killed the person in the restaurant, tried to turn himself in, and then killed that police officer.
Which is very, yeah, conflicting, yeah. Bipolar sort of.
And just the pecan pie, like... He knows he's on death row. He's been quite informed.
But does he know he's on death row? That's what, yeah. Yeah,
but you know what I mean? Like, they've given him the information, you were on death row, so that information's been conveyed and something's gone wrong there where he doesn't think that he's going to die.
Or he did and just said he was going to have a pecan pie in the future.
Or maybe he was being sarcastic, like, oh, I'll get on the way back. But the way people were talking about it, I don't think it was seen as sarcastic.
Hmm.
That's the thing with a lot of these too. People, I try not to do as well, but a lot of people have just, like, seen lists or other people talk about it. They've wrote down the meals, but not talked about the context behind a lot of these people who ordered this food. So, I think it's a bit more interesting to look into other stories around it. Like, obviously, their crimes are important because we want to learn about killers in the day. It's kind of what our morbid curiosity is. But also, just some stories around it. For instance, him not eating the pie, I think, makes this a more interesting meal order.
I think if I was on death row, I feel like my choices would be almost childish, like reminding me of home and my childhood. Like, a lot of people we were talking to were like, I'd choose, you know, something specifically by my mum's cooking or my grandma's.
Yeah, I think ultimately I would refuse a last meal out of protest for my stance on the death penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably use that as a statement, but I think that, like, in America, like, there's so many people who have been put on death row with this last meal request that you get lost in the shuffle unless you have something wacky order. Most people just say, I don't really want one.
Maybe that's why the death penalty takes so long in America, because there's so many long lists of...
I don't think that's a thing, Robin.
They're waiting in line at the Hungry...
No, they request
at the
it...
KFC drive-thru.
No, they request it once they know. And then they do their final...
I was making a funny.
I don't think it was that funny. Right. So, our next person is... unfortunately, we don't have a lot of women on this list. I think there's just a disparity between female and male killers who are on death row.
I mean, Eileen Wuornos ordered a coffee. Just a black coffee.
Well, no, she ate food before she
so that
was... I guess we can talk about Eileen then. So she had just a coffee as her order.
A black coffee.
Yep. Because she had food from the canteen prior to her execution.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, in terms of... I feel I like a coffee. I like a nice kind of one last drink sort of thing.
Maybe it was a specific, you know, brand of coffee, not just the one... I assume
from what I heard, it was just a black coffee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think most coffee drinkers will just drink a coffee if you put them in front of them. I don't... Some are brand loyal, but others just like... They just drink... Like, if you had... You like tea, right?
Yes.
If someone offered you a Bushels or a Lipton, do you care?
I'd throw Lipton in the bin.
Really?
Yeah. I love Bushels tea.
Yeah, but like, would you turn down a Lipton?
If it was my only choice, then no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought we'd just include Eileen because she is a one of the only females who was kind of talked about. Anyway, moving on. We've got Gary Carl Simmons. So he shot... This is a very interesting case I actually maybe want to look into one day. He shot... So he didn't shoot someone. You can notice he shot someone.
Oh.
Him and a partner went up to collect money for a debt, for a drug debt. And while they went up there, they shot... his accomplice shot the person they were meant to be getting money from. And then Mr. Gary basically kidnapped his partner and... Obviously, it raped her, which is quite morbid. And then while he locked her in a shoebox, he went up to cut up her and kind of dissect her partner. So, very gruesome crime.
She escaped, didn't she?
Yeah, and that's how he was caught.
Right.
So...
What did he order?
His was...
Do we want to break this down?
Yes, this is a massive order.
All right.
So, one Pizza Hut medium super supreme deep dish pizza with double portions of mushrooms, onions... jalapeno peppers, and pepperoni. That's the first thing. So a big pizza with double toppings.
Okay.
Then we go on. He ordered another pizza. It was a regular portion with three cheeses, olives, bell peppers or capsicums, tomato, garlic, and Italian sausage.
Man likes pizza.
He does. He likes a bit of heavy topping. I'm not a fan of heavy topping on pizza. I prefer simple ones.
I mean, I don't really like pizza all that much, so... You love the New York pizzas, you love them, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. So he had 10 8 ounces of Parmesan cheese packs.
Were they to put on the pizza?
No. So 10 8 ounces of ranch dressing.
Also to put on the pizza?
No. Maybe it was to dip the pizza crust, but he also had one family size bag of Dorito nacho cheese flavored. So I assume that he's making nachos.
Yeah.
With the cheese and the ranch. He's making like a... kind of like backyard job nachos. Which you could just order nachos cover. 4 ounces of jalapenos, which would go with the nachos. 2 large strawberry shakes.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
2 20-ounce cherry Cokes.
Right.
1 supersized order of McDonald's fries with extra ketchup and mayonnaise. Do not put ketchup on your fast food chips, everyone. This is a public service announcement. Ketchup is basically the worst sauce you can get from fast food. Get a spicy...
Sweet and sour.
Yeah, get a sweet and sour. Don't get ketchup. What are you doing? I hate people who put ketchup on KFC chips. Should be illegal. And 2 pints of strawberry ice cream, which we've said before is about a thing.
I was thinking earlier, do you reckon they put the ice creams in the freezer for them? Except not for Timothy McVeigh.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't just hand it all to them at once, do they?
I think they do.
Oh, just so the ice cream will probably melt.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be ordering this much food.
Did he eat it all?
No, I'm going to get to that. So, in total, this is a 28,974-calorie, like, meal.
Yeah, fair enough.
He finished half.
Oh.
That's quite impressive.
I wonder what he missed.
When you break it down, though, it's basically 2 pizzas...
Nachos,
and then fries.
And drinks.
And a lot of drinks. 20 ounces seems like a lot.
When do you get it 24 hours before you die, don't you?
I think it's like you get maybe 6 of the night. Most definitely it's happened at night, don't
you? I get it overnight, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But one of the cases we have coming up, the next one actually, kind of covers this. But anyway, what do you think of Gary's meal?
I don't like his pizza choices.
Yep. Nachos?
Nachos is fine, minus the jalapenos.
And the ranch?
Ranch I could do a little bit with.
I only think that works if it's microwave, though. I wouldn't just go like...
No, yeah. Not just Doritos.
I'm assuming he made nachos. I'm not quite sure, but I don't know why you're ordering nacho ingredients to just eat by themselves, like a deconstructed nacho. It's weird. The ice cream.
Ice cream's fun. Cherry Coke I've never tried.
I don't think it's like vanilla. I think it's like horrible.
Oh.
When I remember. And then what was the other one? Just there was no other drink? No, okay. It's just 2 20-ounces of Cherry Coke. That seems like a lot.
Probably is a lot.
Yeah.
Lots of sugar.
Well, do you reckon you could smash that?
No.
How far do you reckon you get into that?
I'd eat 2 pieces of pizza and maybe some of my drink.
No ice cream?
No.
No.
What would you eat? All of it?
I could smash a pizza.
Just the one?
Yeah.
What about the nachos?
No.
Drink?
No, I don't like Cherry Coke.
Ice cream?
I don't like strawberry. I don't really like ice cream.
It's fair.
I know. I like... this is going to be like a really out there reference. Do you remember the ice cream that had like sherbet over the top?
No.
It was like... you get it from like the Whippy, Mr. Whippy fans, and it was like a cone with like this like pink sherbet.
No.
If anyone knows what I'm talking about, hit me up because they're so good.
Got no idea.
Anyway, our next person is Ronnie Lee Gardner.
Yep.
So he shot a man in the face during a robbery in Utah.
Oh.
Just kind of like a run-of-the-mill
death penalty.
Yeah. He ordered steak, lobster tail, apple pie, so a true American.
Do you eat other parts of the lobster other than the tail?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need the claws.
Right, just asking.
Yeah. You know how lobster?
No.
You just eat the tail.
Oh, I didn't know.
Such a waste. sorry, where were we? Apple pie, vanilla ice cream, which I rate. A 7-Up, so I think that's like our Sprite, isn't it?
Mountain Dew-ish.
Oh, okay, so
I think it's in between those two.
Okay. So he had all this, right?
Yep.
And then he ate all this before beginning a 48-hour fast, which he watched the Lord of the Ring films and then read Divine Justice.
Oh.
Yep.
So he requested Lord of the Rings as well.
And a book before he died, which I think if you're about to state mandated kill somebody, you should probably let them watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It's no. No. Let's talk about Lord of the Rings for a minute.
What about it?
I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, but, okay, so whatever this is for your favourite movie trilogies or your favourite movie or your favourite book.
Okay.
Alright, so mine would be, I'd just watch Scream. I'd watch the 4 Screams.
I'd watch Hot Fuzz.
Just the one, or would you watch the whole Cornetto trilogy?
I'd watch the whole Cornetto trilogy. Even though The World's End's average.
It's not, I think rewatching it was alright.
Yeah.
This is not a movie review podcast, moving on. What are your thoughts on...
I watched Crocodile Dundee's too.
You could. What are your thoughts on giving them, like, maybe a day to do something they like within the confines of a prison? So watching a movie, playing a game of, like, a Sony game, like maybe Crash Bandicoot or... listening to some music that they like before they die. I think that's... if you're going to have the death penalty, like, you've already sentenced this person to die, what more do you want to punish them with?
Pretty
much. You're taking away from them the only thing that you can never recover. Well, except for limbs and that, but, like, there's no reversing what they're about to do.
I know a lot of people will get angry with that comment, but I think that within the confines of prison, I think that...
because, like... When like the ultimate justice, if you believe in a death penalty, is someone dying for what they did.
The person's dying no matter what.
Yeah, so you may as well just
let them smash out a few levels of Crash.
Especially if you're like a believer in like eye for an eye Christianity thing, where you know like give them one last day to kind of. A lot of people convert pre-death penalty, I feel, as well.
Yeah, I notice that.
Oh well, moving on.
Maybe they hope to find an afterlife kind of thing.
Okay, this one is my favorite. Flex of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the person because of who they are, but I love this like power move. So his name's Lawrence Brewer.
Yep.
He was a murderer of a I think it was a black man, a very high white supremacist.
Right.
His order consisted of 2 chicken fried steaks, a triple meat bacon cheeseburger, fried okra.
What's okra?
A fish, I believe. Wait, no, I think it's like a plant. I'm not quite sure. It's either a fish or a plant.
Oh, okay.
Fairly sure it's a plant. Moving on. a pound of barbecue. It just says barbecue on my notes. I assume it's just like meat, barbecued meat. 3 fajitas.
No, you just wanted a pound of barbecue sauce. Not sure what for.
A meat lover's pizza.
To put on his pizza, yeah.
A pint of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And a slab of peanut butter fudge. Jesus Christ.
Fudge?
A slab of peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts.
Do we know what type of ice cream he got?
No. Oh. I assume it'd just be like vanilla.
Peppermint.
Sure. So after the meal arrived,
yep.
He told prison officials he wasn't hungry and then refused to eat it.
Oh.
So he made them go to all the effort to cooking that food and then decide not to eat and let it go to waste, which dick move, but power move.
Yeah, I could be seen on one hand as very, very ungrateful, but...
Okay, so to ease the mood of having some white supremacists and rapists on our list, we've got a man, his name's Philip Workman. So he killed a police officer during a robbery.
How does that ease the mood?
You'll see. So he didn't actually request anything to eat. He rejected the Johar's tradition of ordering your last meal, and instead he asked that his last meal, which he wanted a vegetarian pizza, be given to a homeless person instead. So he wanted the police to go out there and say, hey, give this to someone who actually needs it, not me, because I don't deserve it. So obviously he was very remorseful for his actions.
Hmm.
I think there may be just maybe a robbery gone wrong where someone got killed.
Yep.
So prison officials actually refused this, saying that making contributions to charity was not their responsibility.
But,
okay, yeah. So once this happened, people kind of, like, the word spread about what this man had tried to do. And then all over Nashville, which is where this took place, pizzas began to, like, be given out to homeless shelters en masse.
That was on the day he died.
Yeah, from all over the country, they ordered pizzas to be sent to homeless shelters. 170 pizzas were donated to Nashville Union Rescue Mission. And listeners of a Minnesota radio station sent pizzas to a center for homeless teens, according to a page within the Tennessean, their local newspaper. So this man took something that, you know, like, he didn't feel like he deserved, tried to give it to someone who he thought would deserve it. He was denied that, like, request. So then people around the country did what he wanted to do, but en masse. And I think that's...
really special.
I think that's amazing. Like, we talk about people on death row being evil and, like, they should pay for their crimes. But at the same time, sometimes accidents like this happen. You're doing something wrong, obviously, robbing a bank. But you don't mean to kill somebody and you're super remorseful and you try to give back. And I'm really glad that he's... last wish got, you know, escalated to the point it did. I think this is a really good feel, so sorry.
Hopefully you made peace with his maker.
Hopefully. So, one more. Sorry, two more. I can't read. So, James Edward Smith. So, during a robbery in the International Trade Center in Houston is how it happened.
Okay, yep.
Is how he kind of, like, got on death row.
Yep.
So, his meal, he asked for dirt.
That's not a food.
He asked to be served dirt.
What? Any specific dirt or straight just up dirt. Go outside and dig me some dirt?
Just dirt.
Okay.
So since it wasn't on the list of approved foods, he had to settle for basically something else. So they gave him instead yogurt.
That's not dirt. That's
not they can't give him dirt, so they gave him yogurt.
The texture isn't the same.
Some people believe that he wanted the dirt to eat. Others believe it was to perform a satanic ritual. Oh. But that sounds really headcanon. I think this guy was just fucking with them. Yeah. He's like, give me some dirt, mate. What are your thoughts on dirt?
Look, wouldn't be my choice.
No, I think it's all on my list.
I think it's better than peanut butter cups and Dr. Pepper.
Fair enough. Okay, and one last one before we get into some that people have recommended. So this one was Jeremy Morris. I'm not quite sure what his crime was, but this one had a lot of bad myth behind it. I did look at a researcher who apparently debunked it. So when asked what he wanted his last meal to be, he said he just wanted a Bible. The prison guard...
aren't they provided with a Bible anyway by the prison chaplain?
He asked for a Bible specifically.
Yeah, but aren't they provided with that anyway?
Yeah, but he's saying, they're like, what do you want for your last meal? Okay, and he said, a Bible.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's obviously saying, like, the last thing I want to ingest
was
a Bible. So the prison people thought he just wanted one to pray and repent. So they gave him a copy of the King James Bible. And then what happened is he began to tear up the book and eat it. And he tried to eat a Bible. Now, there's some sources that say he ate the whole Bible. According to accounts, this is not true. He ate a few pages.
Even the hardcover.
He ate a few pages, apparently, but that's pretty baller.
All right. Dirt, Bible.
Bible.
Why the Bible?
Because dirt can be contaminated.
So could the
Bible. Oh, you're going to die anyway.
So could the Bible.
You're going to die anyway, so probably dirt. Then some other ones I saw that were interesting. A lot of people asked for the church wafers because they wanted their last...
the communion.
Yeah, they wanted their last meal to be the body of their Lord.
Yep, that's fair.
Okay. But other than that, yeah, that's all the ones I had. Do you want to go into some ones that people have suggested or recommended?
Sounds good.
So what would you get, Robin, as your last meal?
I would... So I'm going to go this back to front. Okay. But I would absolutely get a banana split for my dessert. my favorite dessert. Extra banana topping. No of those. None of those nuts. None of those nuts.
Nuts are the best part.
No. For my main, I would have a chicken schnitzel with pepper sauce.
So you wouldn't go palmy? You'd just go straight schnitzel?
I love pepper sauce. Ugh. With mashed pumpkin, a potato, and my favourite vegetable, tree. Or broccoli for normal people.
Would you have steamed broccoli or roasted broccoli?
Steamed.
Okay.
And I'd probably go on apple and guava juice because I can't have alcohol because I'm pretty sure most places banned alcohol.
I rate that.
Yeah. What would you go?
Salmon. Like a nice... raw or grilled, it doesn't matter. Just salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Got some fried mushrooms and tomatoes.
Apart from the tomatoes, sounds good.
I've got some garlic for the mushrooms as well.
Absolutely.
Some smashed avo with some just like red onion, kind of not quite guac, but just like some smashed avo with some like red onion and some maybe some nice salt.
Oh, so your breath's gonna smell real good, yeah.
couple beers, couple frothies. If you
can't, but if you can't have beer,
can't have beer.
Caramel milkshake, okay?
Caramel milkshake.
Yeah, I know you too well.
And then just a bag of banana lollies.
You hate them.
Yeah, I want to literally, the last thing I want to do is put a banana lolly in my mouth and spit it out, just so people know that I died a man who did not like banana lollies.
You're just a sook.
So then we've got some, I put up a status on the old Facebook, the Boomer Book, to talk about asking people what they think. We got some replies. I won't use their names because it's my personal Facebook, so they've not consented to being on this podcast. Don't tell them. Shh. But one of the people said they want a banana peanut butter sandwich, as they're extremely allergic to them, and they'd probably die before making it to the death penalty room.
Look, that's pretty smart.
It's a pretty good tactic.
It's a good way to go out.
That's also a power move.
But peanut butter's disgusting, so.
Another person said that they actually had this combo recently with their, like, some people in their lives, and they come to the conclusion they'd have roast lamb with baked veggies, a plum pudding ice cream, and a pot of tea.
Pot of tea sounds, yeah.
Yeah, nice and casual.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of roast meals, I think, would be popular.
A friend of the show, Nick, said that he would go for a big bucket of fried chicken, some mozzarella sticks, some garlic prawns, and some mushroom slices. Nick.
Slices or sauce?
Sauce. I'm bad at reading time. Nick has unwittingly copied the meal of famous killer John Wayne Gacy.
So, just the fried chicken part, though.
No, prawns as well.
Oh, he did too. He got, yeah.
So, Nick, if you're listening, good choice, mate.
Just stay away from chicken. No.
Someone said a triple cheeseburger and a sausage McMuffin for the Macca's love. Represent.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No pickles, though.
Someone said peanut butter toast.
Ugh.
We got tacos with several different cheeses, lettuce, beef, minced, with a slice of fried mushroom covered in cheese.
That sounds actually super good.
I like everything but the lettuce.
Yeah, that's fair. I haven't had tacos with mushrooms before, so that would be... I might have to try that one, actually.
Yeah, I think we got one reply on our post we put about this on the Facebook page.
Yeah, primetime follower on Facebook, Alan, said that Charlie, cheesy garlic naans, as in naan bread. He would have dozens of them.
That's a good choice.
I feel like your breath is going to be, you know, in the face of your... But, yeah, I mean, naan bread. I dig naan bread. Don't know about not having a drink or anything with it, but I definitely dig naan bread.
Yeah, I think that, like, a lot of people didn't realise that you need a drink to go with it, so just kind of opted out of that. But, yeah, definitely chuck a drink in there as well. So another one of my friends, when I asked him this question, responded with the phrase, dick.
No, that's not what I want.
So they want...
That's not a filling
they
meal.
They want some penis as their last meal?
That's not a filling meal.
And a friend of the show, Jack, from the PG Wrestling Podcast, which is basically archived at this point. Lewis, please upload a podcast. He said, be strong enough. And as you said before, he said specifically how his mum makes it.
Yep.
With a giant thing of mashed potato, also the way his mum makes it, so very big mama's boy. A stein of Blur vines to wash it down, so a beer. I don't know if you're allowed to have beer still, but... That's the case. And then a bowl of vanilla ice cream covered in Cotties chocolate sauce.
Yeah, I can get behind that. So your that man, sounds like a good meal.
Your man's got some brand loyalty here. I assume that he'd have the same problem with the SpaghettiOs. If it wasn't Cotties, he'd be fucking rioting.
Yeah, and if it wasn't Blur Vines beer, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Although I did think about lasagna. I do love a good lasagna.
Lasagna by watching the Garfield movies. Because if, you know, you don't die from death penalty, you'll die of boredom because those movies are trash.
I watched Garfield a long time.
That's not a bad thing. Our friend said that she'd have an iced latte, a slice of passion fruit and chocolate mousse cake.
Hang on, an iced latte, a really good one.
So, yeah,
obviously. If it's not good, then she's going to go to the press.
Eating that shit back. Chocolate mousse cake from a place in Perth, and cheesy chicken and mushroom risotto with lots of parmesan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to die, then have all the cheese you want.
Absolutely smash it out. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll probably call it an episode there. Sorry about the short one here. We've just been really smashed lately with coming out of COVID. We've been busy. We have not just been to the pub a lot, and that's why we can't make an episode. Trust me. Anything you want to say, Rob? Any final thoughts?
Well, the reason we came up with this episode is, for anyone who doesn't know us personally, I did just finish my degree in criminology. And to celebrate, Brody brought me a bit of a gift, and it is the Serial Killer Cookbook, which, no, isn't how to cook serial killers, it is their last meals and how to cook them. So we thought it might be interesting to revisit the same topic in a few weeks when that book arrives.
Yeah, we'll probably do some posts on our Facebook page showing you guys some of the meals, flexing our cooking skills.
I don't have any, so it'll be
all I'll do the cooking, you do the serial killer part, that's how we work.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we'll maybe probably do another one of these casual episodes if our content fills up. Sorry for everyone who was keen about the Alcatraz episode. Yeah, it's been a lot busy with what's going on in the world, sort of a bad time to make content. I know we're still young, so we can probably get away with inconsistency for a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, maybe we revisit this one with our famous last words from Death Row if we want to keep on the same theme.
That was interesting.
But what do you reckon's on the agenda for next week, Robin, hopefully?
I think we might be up to Jeffrey Dahmer if we're following our four-week, or we might change it again, who knows?
We'll let you know. We'll be a bit inconsistent, sorry about that, but hopefully you stick with us and enjoy our content.
So thanks for tuning in. I've been Robin.
I've been Brody. Catch you all next time.